Hi, everybody. I'm back with another installment of Hysterical Gaming. If you want to listen to me giggle and swear a lot while I have a Hitachi going, then you have come to the right place. Today's game is Nitrous Oxide, which is a tunnel shooter with a techno soundtrack by the Crystal Method, because that's fun. Obviously, I can't have the game audio playing during my audio. So I will be including a link to a playlist on YouTube with the soundtrack. So if anybody wants to have something closer to the full experience, it won't have the game sounds, obviously, but that's just a bunch of shooting noises. The important part is the techno music, which I love. And you can listen to that while you listen to me giggling and swearing and hopefully eventually coming. So, I guess I should get started. Let me fire up the game. Okay, so if you are going to be listening to the music along with this, figure out your volume settings and start right about now. And I'm going to turn on the Hitachi. I forgot I have to pick my ship. I always go with the Cobra. I love the Cobra. But I won't bother recoloring it because you guys can't see it anyway. So it'll just be shiny and white. And yeah. I am shooting giant beetles. Die, you little fuckers. I wish you guys could see how crazy, colorful, and trippy this is, because you're just going down this infinite loop of a tunnel, and you can rotate all the way around it, and you... Oh, God, I died already? Wow, I'm sloppy because I'm talking. I got enough points to earn back a life at the end of that level. So, yeah, I accidentally selected the tutorial level. I should have skipped ahead to the first one. I can't believe I died on the tutorial level, but that was because I wasn't paying attention. Now I'm playing the real game, and... Oh, mushroom. Gotta shoot the mushroom and then not collect it, because it starts out as a little brown mushroom, but if you shoot it enough times, it turns red, and then if you shoot the red mushroom, it turns blue, and you get tons of bonus stars, and bonus stars are how you get extra stages, the bonus stage, and... Okay, he spawned right in front of me. Yeah, that's the thing. Fuck, I missed the mushroom. Yeah, it's a loop, so things come back around. Actually, the beetles, if you miss shooting them the first time, because they just scurry around when they are freshly spawned, but if you miss that, then they turn red and they can shoot you. Ooh, special weapon, what did I get? I got missiles! Yes, homing missiles. Anyway, as I was saying, if you miss shooting them the first time, they turn red and they can shoot back at you, and that's fun. And if you miss shooting them a second time, they turn blue, and they get even faster, and they shoot faster, and... I did not earn the bonus stage. I have enough points for 2 firewalls. Yeah, sure. I'll buy both of them. Yeah, at the end of every stage, you have the option to turn in some of your points for firewalls, which is a fuck you panic button sort of thing that... like it says, is a wall of fire and will kill everything in front of you for a while. But that means that you're also earning fewer bonus lives if you buy those. So I always try and balance. Okay, so new level. Every level you get a new enemy in addition to all the ones you've already met. And level 2 are pill bugs. I don't know what they're actually called, but they're rolling beetle cocoons. Actually, I suppose they're not pillbugs, because I think pillbugs is level 5. So when you shoot one of the cocoons, it spawns 2 beetles, And that's fun. And they start out as red beetles, so they can shoot you right away. Fuck, I just... blue beetles everywhere. I am not on my game, but I'm not dying, so that's, you know... Not dying is good. Mushroom, mushroom. Oh, fuck, I missed the mushroom. They are surprising. Oh, fuck, I died. I got shot. I was trying too hard to get the next mushroom. It is really, really distracting to have a Hitachi going, but that's the point. Fuck, I keep missing that mushroom. I'm collecting tons of coins, though, so that's good. Oh, I got it. I got the mushroom. The bonus stars you earn from mushrooms carry over from level to level. They're cumulative. So eventually I will earn myself a bonus stage, but not this level. I only got 3. I need 5. I'm only going to buy 1 firewall this time. Maybe that'll get me an extra life. Yes, 4 lives. You got to build up lives in the early stages so that later when things get crazy. Okay, so level 3. Level 3 adds scorpions. Scorpions move kind of slow, and they move backwards, and they set little spikes on the ground, and the spikes will fucking kill you. Running into anything will kill you, but the spikes are especially annoying because they are very small. And they glow blue, so I mean, they're visible, but, like, if they're behind a little hump in the layout, because, you know, it wouldn't be fun if the tunnel were completely smooth and flat. No, there's gotta be little bumps and ridges and, oh god, I'm getting overwhelmed by cocoons. Okay. Whew. Alright. Ah, shit, I got shot. Okay. Yes! Alright. I have earned 5 stars, so I will be going to the bonus stage after this level, and they're a ton of fun. Ooh, extra life. Yes! Okay. Die, scorpion, die. I've been forgetting to use my special weapons. That's really lame of me. Alright. So, of course, I fire a homing missile and nothing happens because I fired at the wrong time. Oh god, all blue beetles everywhere. So many blue beetles. And one just shot me. Damn it. Ah, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, end of the level. Bonus stage time. So the bonus stage is... it is not the same sort of thing. It's not a tunnel. It's a flat plane. And you shoot eggs, and the eggs release the coins that you collect. But there are also these weird spiky flower things that are death when you run into them. And you know, that doesn't sound so bad. It's one flower and then one egg. So you basically just go and shoot and shoot and avoid and shoot and collect coins. But the trick is that as you go, the level moves faster and faster to the point where you are just not even trying to collect coins anymore. You are just shooting and hoping that you don't die. And the coins are sort of incidental at that point. There is a time limit on this. The timer does run down. I have never, ever made it all the way to the end of a bonus stage. That's not what they're for. They're for earning extra points and getting extra firewalls and lives. And oh god, I do not want to come yet. Oh, I want the bonus stage! Okay, I'm still going. I'm really, really just trying to avoid the flowers. Running into an unshot egg, I'm pretty sure will kill you too, but since I do nothing but- Ah! Okay, I ran into an egg. 5 firewalls. Yes, please. I am buying all of those. I don't need an oh shit button yet, but I will, because if I get that far, there are caterpillars. Oh god, I think that's like level 9. But anyway, level 4. Level 4 is actually the first one with the boss. Level 4 introduces mosquitoes, which can fly, and I can't, which means I can only shoot them when they land, and that's irritating. So that's the first issue. I'm getting really close. And Also, did I say already that they shoot you? Yeah, they shoot you and they fly. And, I'm not dying. That's good, right? Give me the coins. Give me the coins. Oh god, that spawned right in front of me. I nearly missed a cocoon. Oh, also the cocoons, instead of rolling sideways around the tunnel, can also start rolling at you now. That just happened. Ah, I missed the mosquito. Fuck. Oh god. Ooh, I want that special weapon. I want that special weapon. I really like this one. It's, I don't know what the names of any of them are. I don't know if they have names, but you... It's kind of hard to describe. It sends a straight line of explosions in front of you shooting up from the ground, and it's pretty damn awesome. And it will hit flying things, like the mosquito, which is why I wanted it. Because I'm on the boss now. Ah, okay. Yes, direct hit. Get lined up again. Yeah! Fuck yeah! Whew! I got the mosquito, bitches. No bonus stage, though. And I'm not gonna buy that firewall, because I need more lives. So, oh god. Okay. Level 5. Black Widow Spiders. So they, they're kind of hard to see, actually, because the level design on this is pretty dark. So, they shoot webs that span... Oh, crap, I just ran into a cocoon. Okay, so Black Widows shoot a web that spans the entire width of the tunnel, and you have to shoot out at least one of the attachment points so you can go through, or you will run into it. If you manage to circle all the way around the tunnel fast enough shooting, you might be able to get the web bonus by completely detaching the web. It's not too hard on this stage because the tunnel's pretty... I died and I'm coming at the same time! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Okay, still shooting things. And I died again. This is why I needed all those extra lives. Okay. Woo, coming back down a little. I missed the mushroom. The other thing that the Black Widow does that is cool, as opposed to annoying like the webs, when they die, they release a tiny white spiderling, and if you run over the spiderling, you get a bonus star. Okay, Spider Boss. Okay, it's just a big version. It does the same web thing. And okay, I'm not dead. There you are. I'm gonna kill you. Nope, not gonna kill you this time around. Ooh, I like this weapon. Little lasers that skim around the edge of the tunnel on all sides. And it's dead. Yeah. Bonus stage! Oh god, the level 5 bonus stage is so fucking weird. So it's really wide compared to some of the other ones, and it, like, is weirdly distorted in spots. Like, there are places where the ground is sort of pressed down and out, so it takes longer to traverse it. Oh god, and the camera angles. If none of this makes any sense to you for reference, just, you know, look up a Let's Play, find a video of someone playing this on YouTube, and just watch for a few minutes, because I cannot fully describe how incredibly insane this looks. Yeah, if you've never seen it. It is rainbow colored and trippy, and it totally messes with your depth perception, and it's really hard to find time to blink, So when I played the whole game and beaten it, like at the end of it, my eyes are just dry and plastered open. Oh god, I narrowly missed that flower. Fuck. Oh god, the rainbow shiny colors are getting to me. So is the Hitachi. Okay. I died with about 20 seconds left. We're not buying any firewalls because I need lives again. Okay, up to 5 lives. No, up to 6 lives. Yes. Squeaked one out at the last second. Level 6 is ladybugs. Oh, ladybugs. They charge you. Like, they spawn and fucking run right at you. Oh god. Oh yeah, one just ran into me. I died. The tunnel in this level has a lot of blind turns. And it's very... Ooh, spider. Baby spider. Bonus spider. It's very hard to see what's coming at you from some angles. So, you know, you can turn a corner and get your ass shot. Or run into scorpion spikes like I nearly just did. Okay, that was not... I didn't. I'm fine. Oh god, a mushroom! Okay, I am really close to coming again. Oh crap, I missed that mushroom. And I missed the special weapon I like. I should be using my special weapon more. I forget a lot. Especially when I have ones I'm not fond of. I got charged by another ladybug. Okay, come on. Yes! Yeah. Okay, boss time. What have I got? I have homing missiles. That'll help. More homing missiles, good. And the boss is dead. Homing missiles are especially good because they will find the thing for you down at the end of the tunnel, so you don't have to worry about being in direct line of fire. And, okay, level 7, woodlouse, or, you know, I call them pillbugs, because they spawn, and when they see you, I mean, when you appear to them, they curl up and run straight at you. Well, I mean, they don't charge you directly like the ladybugs do, because the ladybugs will come straight for you, but the pillbugs roll straight. So they're easier to avoid, except that, once again, the level is colored nearly the same color as the bugs. Like, there's a lot of brown in this level. Oh god. Ah! Fuck! Oh, I just died again! Oh, but I got a scorpion bonus out of it because I took it with me. The scorpion bonus is when you kill all of the scorpion spikes that it's laid, because it'll lay 5. If you kill all of them and then also the scorpion. Mushroom! Damn it! Died. Scorpion bonus again. I have so freaking many stars this level. Oh god. Okay. Special weapons everywhere. Clearing out the beetles. Okay. Oh, fuck. Boss time. What have I got? I've got the... Oh god, I hate this boss. Because it's just a big woodlouse. And it's very difficult to find a good time to shoot it before it runs the fuck into you. I'm down to 2 lives, guys. I'm not doing so hot. But, oh god. Oh. Okay, so now I get to explain driller time. I didn't neglect it to mention that... I don't know why I'm getting so stuffy all of a sudden. I neglected to mention that there is a time limit on the levels, and if you take too long, these indestructible little amalgams of shiny bits, like, I don't know how the fuck to describe them, they're little twirly shiny things, appear around the level, and they are death. So, you have to... Oh, good, I killed the boss. You have to not run into them as they are randomly placed around the boss. Okay, okay, this is going to be bad timing because I'm about to come again and it's a bonus stage. So, okay, just going to ride it out. Oh. Not so much with the talking. Oh, and I'm dead already. Okay, okay. All right. Okay. Yep, yep. The Tachi time is over. Oh, fuck. Okay. Four times? I lost count. That's... But I still have 3 lives left, so in traditional hysterical gaming tradition, if that doesn't sound stupid, I'm gonna keep going. So, if you were listening for the orgasms, feel free to turn me off now, I won't be offended. And if you want to hear me try and keep playing, then I am gonna keep going. So, level 8 is ants. Ants suck. I hate ants. Like, since I only have 2 lives, I would not be surprised if I don't make it out of this level. Ants appear in groups of 5. They shoot at you. They're sort of in a wedge formation. Pardon me. I don't know why I'm stuffy all of a sudden. I don't have a cold or anything. But anyway, they shoot at you, and the way to achieve an ant bonus is to kill all 5 of them the first time they appear, which is difficult without special weapons or firewalls. God, I haven't even used any of my firewalls yet. I've been saving them for caterpillars, and if I get that far, you will find out why. But... Okay. Yeah, we're doing our... Oh, nope, just died to an ant. What is the firewall button anyway? It's been a while since I've actually played. Okay. Now I know what the firewall button is, and I used it to get an ant and a scorpion bonus. So, you know, efficiency. Oh, God, just died to spikes. Nearly died to woodlouse. You fuckers. Died to a woodlouse. Blind turns are the worst. Boss time. Missed the mushroom. And... Fuck it, I died! Oh my god! I firewalled and died at the same time. And did not kill the bosses. And it's driller time. Which is not nearly as much fun as Miller time. And game over. Yeah, I need more lives to get through the ant level. There's just no way around it. So, yeah, my score, my high score, was 1,416,370. Not very good, because I didn't even get to the fucking caterpillars. Oh my god, I didn't get to tell you about how horrible they are. So, yeah, that was a little shorter than some of mine have been. But yes, that was nitrous oxide. Trippy as balls. So I hope you enjoyed listening to me, and I have no idea what I'm going to play next, because not every game is suitable for hysterical gaming. Like, I don't think you guys necessarily want to hear me play hysterical Pokemon Fire Red. Yeah, there's just nothing going on there. There's no tension. There's no drive. Maybe I didn't swear enough in this one, but anyway. I hope that you guys had fun. I know I did. And I will see you next time with another game.